Welcome to Success Authority's Conversation Street with Leadership Authority Peter Beaumont and with Business Culture Authority Ron Lehman and me, Linda Ruland, Success Authority's founder.
When I relocated across the country, I thought, how am I going to meet people? I don't know anybody here. And so I started using LinkedIn and reaching out to people. Now, if you can only imagine, at that time, you know, there were a few hundred thousand members. Fast forward today, there are a billion worldwide. So at that time, I just started reaching out to people and I was just very authentic. I told them I relocated. I wanted to know what was going on in the business community. Did you know of any networking groups? You know, things like that. And people were super nice to give me suggestions. And so I thought, well, this LinkedIn thing works pretty good. And so I continued on my education with online marketing and social media. And I decided very early on, one of the smartest decisions I ever made was I decided to be a master of one thing and not try to tackle this whole social media scene that was, you know, moving fast even back then. And I just focused on LinkedIn. And, you know, people would start to say, well, Joanne, how did you meet so-and-so? How did you get connected? How did this happen? And I would say I was using LinkedIn. And eventually, as most things do in business, right, people would, you know, say, how did you do that? And I had a very nice colleague I had met and said, Joanne, I don't know why you don't charge people to do this, because obviously you've got it down pat. And that was in 2008. So I've always kept my focus on marketing and LinkedIn marketing. And my niche has always been to business versus job seekers. So it's been a very important tool for me. And I just have been thrilled that I can help other people leverage this platform.
Very cool. Thank you. Yeah. And you do. And you don't always charge. You're lovely. You've actually helped my wife without any charge at all, gave her some free advice. That's very kind of you. So I love the way that you will give advice that way. So talking about advice, this is totally off what I was thinking about asking you, but do you think that Microsoft taking basically buying LinkedIn has changed the platform? And if so, for the better or for the worse, and how do you see it? How do you see it changing?
Well, I mean, ultimately, I would say for the better, because they have a lot of money and resources behind developing this platform. Mm-hmm. So, you know, I don't love every decision LinkedIn makes. Sometimes I throw up my hands and I can't even figure out why they would have done such a thing. But, you know, but the reality is, right, you know, they have the technological resources to make this a really great platform. And so you can't go back. You can only go forward. I guess that's my short answer, Peter.
Okay. No, that's a good one. Yeah. They seem to move slower than companies should. And they've already made, in my view, some missteps, and things don't work the way they should, as you well know. LinkedIn groups, I mean, there could be so much more utilized with LinkedIn groups, in my view. And there's just sometimes just can't bring up a name on LinkedIn group trying to do at, you know, it just won't come up. It's like, and this is Microsoft, right? Supposedly the worldwide technological expert. So
it's very glitchy. I will say that. It's very glitchy. If you're an active user, you'll run into that, right?
Yes.
Like,
yeah.
This worked yesterday. Today it doesn't work. Yeah. And then tomorrow they fix it.
Yeah. So, yeah. So it's anyway. Okay. Well, good. I'm glad it's not just me. So, so more questions about what, you know, our audience, we like to think, and it's proven to be, are you know, small businesses that, and CEOs of small businesses, and that's certainly who we as Success Authorities have targeted to help on a number of areas. And if you've dabbled into some of the other conversation streets we've had, they're all geared towards that market and the kind of questions that CEOs would ask. So thinking of that, you know, small businesses, CEOs are not generally, and I'm going to get into trouble for this, but marketing savvy, right? They tend to grow their business by what their skills are and their vision, but they're not, you know, and they're probably not bad financially, but marketing is not normally one of their strengths, and they dismiss it as being something that costs a lot. As we move forward in, you know, we're all aware that marketing has become so fragmented now. And so I thought it was interesting that you've chosen LinkedIn rather than going for a variety of social media. But I guess my question is, why did you choose LinkedIn, and why do you think, and how do you think CEOs can utilize LinkedIn for their businesses?
Well, I mean, I chose LinkedIn because it was, their focus was B2B, which was what my background and what I know. Right. So it made perfect sense to me, even though way back then, you know, a lot of people remember it as that place where you get a job platform.
Yeah.
But even at, even with that said, it still is a B2B platform. So to answer your question and to really address kind of the CEO thing, I think you have to first focus on why. Because in my experience, if I can't communicate why you should spend time on this platform, you're not ever going to do it. And so, you know, I think, so even small business CEOs who you folks work with, you know, they need to lead the way of their organization's digital transformation, whether they like it or not. And, you know, that means that they have to show up digitally. And so I think both the CEOs and the executives, you know, they should be fully engaged with their customers and their prospects and candidates and employees on social media, because this is the world we all live in.
Yeah.
You know, I don't care what business you're in, you know, we all have to experience that digital transformation. So, you know, I think that's important. And I think the other important why is that CEOs can absolutely shape the perception about themselves and their business and their industry. And, you know, that's another reason why. And I think the third why that I really want to mention is that, you know, people are looking at leaders, right? So whether that's their peers, could be investors, could be journalists, right? Job seekers, potential partnerships, they're all being looked at. And so before you even think about marketing, it's the perception of your business. And, you know, LinkedIn is that platform where business people need to show up. Yeah. Now, just to say one thing about the how, is, you know, using LinkedIn to effectively communicate the things I just mentioned is kind of understanding, who do I want to influence? How do I want to show up? There's many ways to communicate on LinkedIn, but, you know, first you have to, you got to show up in today's digital world.
Yeah, so it's funny. So there's a follow-up question to that, because you touched on it, which I'm going to leave for a second, because here we go, go down a squirrel hole. And the question will be how you utilize it to, you know, communicate your brand personality and you as a person. But let me park that for a second, because I think what I'm seeing more of is what I see on my text now is junk mail. You know, people reaching out, and as soon as you accept their, you know, the next thing you know is they're trying to sell you something. Is that on the upbeat? It is. Maybe it's just my profile, but it seems to be a a bigger thing than it ever used to be.
Yeah, for sure. I agree. I mean, you're always going to have a percentage of people that want a shortcut right to the top. And so, yeah, I think there's a huge amount of spam and, you know, people are going to go to the decision makers. So it says CEO in your profile, you know, I'm going to target all the CEOs.
Right. Yeah. They picked the wrong person with me. But anyway, that's okay. because first of all, I can't deliver. And secondly, I don't engage anyway. But it has been interesting that it's, and I know we get spam on every known front now, and it just seems it's almost like these guys, and I think they probably do take a course now in how to increase their network, and so they spam people and work on a percentage game, and that's what it looks like to me anyway.
I think that not part of that curriculum is spelling. I mean, that's kind of my first clue that, okay, this was done in a hurry or, you know, just for whatever reason. But it's things like that that you look at it and go, I don't know that this is a fabulous opportunity for me. Mm-hmm. But I agree. I think that's everywhere. Yeah. I mean, whether it's LinkedIn I have this distant memory of originally when I first got involved with LinkedIn, they sort of actively discouraged you from doing specific advertising. And you weren't supposed to use it that way to look around and try and pitch things. And you had to be kind of careful how you worded anything. Is that accurate, or have I, like so many things, gotten it wrong?
No, I think, Ron, that, you know, that many years ago, that was the message that they sent. Yes, for sure. But you'd think with all that Microsoft technology behind them, they could figure out how to stop some of this. But
yeah, well, I think it seems like it's migrated a little bit, where maybe not the spam stuff, but that people you can use it more actively to market than originally. Is that accurate?
I think what's changed, actually, Ron, is I hate to say this, but, you know, the marketers ruin everything. So the smarter the marketers have gotten, they've just taught more people how to use this platform to get to that end game, right? I see these people all the time who are pushing programs, mostly automation, right? And targeting whoever they want to target. So I think as internet marketing has evolved over the years, so have the savviness of people creating programs that shortcut everything.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And I think that's true on email solicitations and things like that. It's all kind of the, you know, you can kind of, things like ChatGPT and other AI type things. And, you know, my favorites are the ones that come through LinkedIn saying, you know, you can use LinkedIn better. I get a lot of those, but, you know, Peter tells me, just call Joanne. So, that solves that problem. I just ignore them. But I'm, you know, and I'm probably not, I am probably a pretty passive user of LinkedIn. I check it if I'm at my best, maybe twice a day, but I'm not on it all day long. I log off but I check it and see what's shown up and here and there. So if I were an active user, what would that look like?
Well, first of all, there are advantages with being an active user. And just what you just said, Ron, the activity of logging in and out, you signal the algorithm that you're active. And LinkedIn likes that. And so they reward active users. And the way they do that is they will they will you will come up higher in a search for your keywords. If you do post, your posts will be shown to more people within your network. So LinkedIn encourages frequency. So getting back to just even the act of logging on and off is going to trigger that. But being more active in today's LinkedIn marketing world, I mean, I coach my clients to, when I say active, I mean, you need to do some sort of engagement with your network. You can't be a passive lurker anymore and expect LinkedIn to work for you. So.
Geez, that's unfortunate. I just got passive lurker put on my business card. Oh, well. But I think, yeah, that's maybe proactive user is a better way to say it for me, is if I'm more proactive and engaging. And I think part of what inhibits me, I mean, I think as success authorities, we do a good job, and Linda does a great job of kind of posting things, and we're trying to create articles and put them on. But so often I think, well, I should post something, and I always feel like, am I posting something just to post something? I'd like it to have a little more something, because I see a lot of things that are just kind of, it's almost become like old press releases used to be, come out and print. Now they print stuff, and it's all, I guess it keeps them in the eye, but that's what kind of gets in my way personally. So I'm curious, are there things other than, you know, what kind of things would help me get over that? What kind of things could I be, or ideas for posting things?
Well, first of all, I think you have to know what your goal is. You know, who are you wanting to influence? What is your goal, and who do you want to influence? You need to understand that first. I think in terms of content, you know, what do people come to you for? What are you known for? And that's being on brand. And I think long gone are the days when, you know, people, the one that bugs me the most are people that put out the quotes all the time, because do you want to be known for quotes, someone else's work, or do you want to be known for what you want to be known for? And so I think that's, you know, the criteria where you start out. And then, you know, if you want to position yourself as a thought leader, I think you need to think through, how can I add value? What do people want to learn from me? How can I add value to that? Am I intentionally on my brand? And then, am I relatable? You know, I think we have to get back to talking simply. You know, all this industry jargon, it just is not helpful to people. Mm-hmm. And the other thing is, then you sort of get into more strategic, well, how do I do that? And I mean, I can give you some ideas on that if you want to go down that rabbit trail. I can do that. But I just think you have to understand the things I mentioned first about your own brand and what you're trying to communicate, and who do you want to influence? So I'll just use myself as an example. I pretty much stay on brand all the time. So if you want to learn something about LinkedIn, you can probably be assured, if you looked at the activity on my profile, everything is related in some way to relationship building, personal branding, LinkedIn marketing. That's what people want to learn from me.
We hope you enjoyed this episode of Conversation Street. For more information or to schedule a private conversation with Success Authorities, email us at inquire@successauthorities.com.